Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Yes, do our interdimensional travelers covet some of the things we have here, like the new Coke or Coke Classic?
Right.
Or Diet Coke.
I've got one for you. This is one I've been using for 20 years when I do presentations addressing the cattle mutilation phenomenon. Of course, a popular theory out there, promoted by Linda Howe and others, are that these are extraterrestrials coming and gathering genetic material. But I've always thought that the idea of cattle being at some point in the future banned as a protein source because there's such detrimental life forms on the planet. I could run through the litany of all the things that cattle are responsible for. Largest source of freshwater pollution, the creation of deserts, the reason why we're cutting down all the rainforests is to make room for more cattle. Anthrax, we just had an outbreak of anthrax in Colorado. But one of the things that I've always thought could be intriguing is if cattle are banned as a food source, perhaps cattle mutilators are chefs from the future coming back to harvest illegal
poachers.
Yeah, they're poaching cattle from the past, you know, to create these $5 million a plate dishes of cattle anuses and lips or something.
So the 1% go have dinner. For a mere $100 million, you can have dinner.
Lip and I stew.
There you go. There's a reality show somewhere that's taping all that, right? But, you know, I mean, when I was originally in MUFON many moons ago, there was discussion about the interdimensional and even the time traveling aspects, but it was still really more of a nuts and bolts kind of thing where we thought they're coming from some point in our universe and, they've got a fuel source that enables them to get across vast expanses of space. And then you started to introduce the interdimensional aspects because a lot of sightings, like you said, they just had the appearance of projections as if there were images being projected from somewhere else and they would sort of zap in and then zap out of your sight. And now time travel aspects, especially with these revelations about Roswell and.
Yes, but I still wonder why Roswell would have anything to do with time travel. I mean, it could be interdimensional visitors, but why not just E.T. having an accident?
It could be. Absolutely. I mean, I still don't know I don't think anybody still knows what happened there. It's kind of like the JFK. It's like one of those conspiracies that's never going to go away. I don't think the entire truth will ever surface. And if it does, then you're always still going to have people that will say, no, that I don't believe that's what happened. And you're naysayers. But, yeah, very well could have just been a crash from our corners of the universe. But it's just interesting, you know, to have this one particular gentleman. He was a U.S. Navy commander. His name was George Hoover. He's the one who claimed, he told his son and another UFO researcher, William Burns, that in interviews that he had an inside scoop and was able to view the wreckage and view the entities. And he was convinced that they were time travelers and that they may have even been us coming from the future, coming back to communicate with ourselves. So you just don't know. I mean, again,
maybe they were coming back to harvest some cattle and they made a wrong turn during a lightning storm or something.
Exactly. Yeah, they just, you know, but then I remember somebody saying, well, if they were time travelers in the future, wouldn't they have had better technology and not crashed at all? But that was a really good point.
Well, the other thing to consider here is that sometimes we assume or want to assume that this technology is way in advance of ours. But maybe it's not that so far.
Right, it'd be 20 years.
And maybe it's a political thing where the spaceship was built by the lowest bidder who gave the right bribes to the agency that built this spaceship. I mean, we have to assume here, there's no reason not to, that on other planets or in other dimensions and other realities and other time frames, they might have the same problems we have.
I'm sure they have more advanced levels of the same problems that we have. Absolutely, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, if you think about how technology and progress has increased, oh, gosh, since, what, the last 50 years? we could say that some of these quote-unquote advanced civilizations are only 50 years ahead of us, because look at the, you know, the exponential increase of technology between today and 50 years from now. I can't even envision what.
Well, in the middle of the 21st century, of course, they invented warp drive, right? From the Star Trek legend.
Yep, absolutely. It's coming. Teleportation, what else? Beam me up, Scotty.
Well, like, speaking of teleportation, there have been experiments with that.
Absolutely. On the quantum level, we have teleported particles. It, like I said before, it always seems to happen on the quantum level first. And it's that is a huge breakthrough, because it does show that theoretically it's possible with larger objects, something bigger than a particle. But absolutely, there's been a number of teleportation experiments done. But again, how long will it be before we can beam up a dog or a person or, you know, a rover onto Mars instead of going through everything that we did with Curiosity? We'll just beam that puppy up in 10 seconds.
And also you'd have to contain its genetic signature, because what if another creature gets in the beam? Like the movie The Fly.
Oh, yes.
Remember the original Fly, not the Jeff Goldblum version, but the original was pretty straightforward. It is the guy had the head of a fly and the body of a human, and a little fly had the body of a fly and the head of a human. And he kept saying, help me.
I remember seeing that as a kid and just thinking, this is sick.
Yes, but you have to think here, if you invent some kind of matter transportation device that transports matter from here to there, you have to have a fail-safe mechanism that creates a genetic blueprint of this entity, being, object, whatever, and retains that blueprint in transporting you to the other location.
Right.
It is scrambling you into molecules and atoms and quantum elements and whatever, and reassembling you at the other end. How does this happen accurately, or is that the result of many years of failed experiments?
I would not want to see those failed experiments. But not only that, but how do you keep any outside particulate matter from interfering with that beam of your genetic data?
Well, if, of course, you get an accurate picture of the genetic data at the source, it doesn't matter, because it's only beaming that source. It creates the image of that source from the target location and the location where you are beamed, whether there's another transportation or transmission device, a receptive device there, or you just end up in the middle of a field, it would have some methodology of reassembling you in accordance with this genetic picture. So therefore, it doesn't matter if there's contamination, because at worst, then two creatures will be transported.
Yeah. And I think that's why they do all this stuff on the quantum level first, before they venture to try it on a larger scale and have something go wrong.
Well, in the case of the UFO mystery, do we have beings who seem to be beamed from elsewhere?
There are people that claim that the entities that are involved in abductions, or even the contactee movement, that a lot of these entities say that they're from the future, for what that's worth.
Why believe them?
Yeah, you know, if you've been...
I mean, if an entity comes here and says, okay, people of Earth, we're going to protect you from yourselves, it doesn't matter what they say. Why do people believe anything they say? Because we don't know who these beings are. We don't know if we're even seeing the beings as they are. And we certainly don't know if their morals, if their motivations are accurately represented.
Right. I love the TV series V, which I thought did a real great campy portrayal of that very thing. The idea that you have these beautiful human aliens that come here, the visitors, and they come in peace and they're of peace and they're gorgeous creatures. And yet underneath their skin, they're lizards, they're reptilians, and they want to kill all the humans. But what really bothers me is the idea that anything or anybody can come from the future and want to save us. What a cop out. I mean, why are we even bothering to live our lives in the present if somebody's going to come from the future, whether they're alien or human, and save ourselves?
But we don't know that.
Yeah, exactly.
We only know that maybe some beings will tell us that, but we have no way of knowing if those beings are telling us the truth.
Exactly.
They might just be big liars.
And what was that one movie where he came with the cure for cancer? Was it The Day the Earth Stood Still?
No, The Day the Earth Stood Still, that's interesting, because it kind of framed the legend of the contactees at the time.
Right.
We have Marie Jones with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, this book is from the future, from Marie Jones and Larry Flaxman. Marie is here, and we're talking about The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original version, 1951. Michael Rennie, British actor, unknown here, plays Cletu.
Right.
Being from another planet or star system, comes here to warn Earth to give up our warlike ways, and if not, they'll take matters into their own hands. And he has this robotic creature called Gort with absolute power over them. They've given this race of robots absolute power to combat crime, to combat evil. And if Earth is evil. They'll take care of us. But that legend, the legend of E.T. coming here, wearing silver uniforms with blonde hair, although Michael Rennie had dark hair, coming here to Earth, warning us of the consequences of nuclear testing, our tribal warfare, etc. That's part of the legend. That's what The Day the Earth Stood Still was about. They had a remake.
Yeah. Was it Keanu Reeves?
Oh, yeah, but why they made this movie, I don't understand, because they basically ripped apart the core simple story.
The best stuff.
And they made it into a jumbled mess.
Yeah. That
I'm very disappointed.
But I love those old science fiction movies, and even some of the newer ones that have a real message, a real theme. They're not just about, ooh, one day, look, we're going to have laser guns that do this. Pew, pew, pew. My son and I watched District 9 a while back, and I love the idea that you can combine science fiction and futuristic whatnot with a theme.
In District 9, the aliens are basically segregated from us.
It's like an apartheid commentary. It was a really good movie. But again, I hate the idea, and this is just me personally, that people are so willing to look for, because I know with the whole alien thing, and even time travel for some extent, because somebody could come back from the future and give us the cures to this and that and the other thing and help solve all our economic problems. It's that sort of savior mentality that somebody will come back and save us, you know, whether it's aliens. And again, like you said, that shows that there are people that are so willing to turn their trust over to anyone or anything. Somebody comes back from the future and says, I'm here to save you. And all of a sudden, he's got the biggest cult in town with zillions of followers. That just really bothers me that people don't take a step back more and think about maybe we need to do all this for ourselves. So, you know, the idea of traveling into the future to get knowledge and technology, we may be screwing up our own purpose.
Well, the other thing, I mentioned this in my editorial for our weekly newsletter, why assume that E.T. is even good? Why assume they are any different than we are? Look at the science fiction shows that show advanced technology. Look at Star Trek, and supposedly we got our acts together. But we still have the Klingons and the Romulans and other hostile races. Look at Babylon 5. We have different civilizations fighting each other, and they basically are behaving the same as we do. Why assume just because we have intergalactic travel, warp drive, and all this other stuff that we are any different? We just take our problems to another star system.
Take them to another level. Exactly. We just have better technology, but the same emotional immaturity and problems. Absolutely.
I mean, have we changed all that much with our emotional maturity from 2,000 years ago to now? Really?
I don't think so. No. No.
Still
you're right.
Tribal
we're still
wars.
Going to wars. Yeah, we're still hurting each other and being intolerant. And yeah, absolutely. Just because an advanced civilization has killer technology doesn't mean that they're mentally or emotionally or psychologically that much further along. We would hope.
We think just because they have killer technology doesn't mean they're also not killers.
Right. So if they evolve scientifically with knowledge, technology doesn't necessarily mean they've evolved as beings. The two don't have to always go hand in hand.
You know, we might have first contact not with the Vulcans, who are a peaceful people, but with the Romulans.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, they could be indifferent to us completely and not care at all. They could just be observing the way that we drive through a town on the way to Vegas and stop in for a soda. And you don't care. You're not there to change anything. You're not there to hurt anybody. You're just passing on through. And yet we give such importance to if somebody sees a UFO. Disclosure is coming. They're going to land and they're going to take care of our problem.
Isn't this wonderful, though? Protect us. It's so exciting. We can't wait for E.T. They have to be warm and fuzzy. I mean, the last warm and fuzzy E.T., the warmest and fuzziest E.T. was E.T. the extraterrestrial. And we have to think, what about the people he came here with? I mean, imagine this. You're a botanist and you come to Earth. You miss the signal that you have to come back to the spaceship. So they take off without you.
Yeah.
And the only way they know that you've gone is because you send them a radio signal. Don't they take, like, a roll call or something to make sure that this E.T. is aboard the ship? And if they say, you know what, he's not aboard the ship, we got to go back and recover him. He might be in danger, those primitive Earthlings. They might capture or kill him. They might put him on reality TV. What's going to happen?
All you'd have to do is karate E.T. in the neck, and you'd break his neck like a twig.
Extraterrestrial Karate Kid. That's the remake.
But that's true. Yeah, they didn't notice that there was one less big, clumsy creature on board the ship than when they got there. Yeah, that's true. I never thought of it that way, and I think that's a huge gaping hole that Steven Spielberg needs to fill in a sequel.
There will be no sequel. It's 30 years ago we had E.T.
They'll finally come back for him, and he'll just be so angry that he'll just...
Right. They came back for him at the end, but here's the thing. I thought of E.T. as a child. This is space camp.
Right.
And they have a set of rules, and the camp counselors say, look, here's the deal. You're going to come back within whatever time frame. You'll take your soil samples. You'll come back. If you don't come back, we're going to leave you. Too bad. You're going to have to fend for yourself. That's a life's lesson. So eventually, of course, E.T. figures the way to contact them to say, come back and help me. Maybe in the end they would have come back anyway. But this is part of the learning experience, that you're going to be an explorer on another planet, possibly hostile, and you have to learn to fend for yourself. So if you don't get back to our ship in time, you're on your own, kid. Could be
right.
That. I don't know.
And it very well could have been that there was another ship coming, like bus schedules. You know, if a bus isn't here in 20 minutes, catch the next one. We're going. See ya.
And so when E.T. sends out the signal, and they never establish in the movie, by the way, whether E.T. is male or female, both or neither. And I always suggested, you know what, let's call him male because that's the implication in the movie that this is a he. But as you say, he sends out the signal, but they don't respond immediately. They do respond eventually, but maybe they either waited for the signal or would have come back anyway because of their time schedule.
Right. Maybe they needed to do something really urgently and just said, he just misunderstood that they were coming back for him. We're dissecting the movie E.T. here, folks.
E.T.
Elliot, be good.
Nessie, was he a time traveler? I don't know. He didn't
He looked alien to me. He came back in a flying saucer.
Yeah, they had the advanced technology, and yet we would look at him and say, he doesn't look to be all that evolved, so.
He was a child.
He was.
To ask Steven Spielberg.
Yeah,
when you created E.T., did you intend this creature to be a child? Marie Jones and Larry Flaxman wrote the book. This book is from the future. But we have two more segments in this present-day reality. With Gene and Chris, you're in...
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are... The GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a 1-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 per 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
We're exploring the past, the future, indifferent. Who knows what's going on there? What about H.G. Wells and his flying machine from the 1890s, was it, when he wrote that book? Oh. Actually, it's not a he, because if you follow Warehouse 13, H.G. Wells is a woman.
Really?
Yes. Ever watch that show?
No, I've never seen it. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Kind of a wacky show where you have all these advanced artifacts that are placed in the special warehouse called Warehouse 13. Uh-huh. You kind of think it was descended from the original Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, with the big, yeah, where the boxes are all stored. In
right.
The
where at the end they take the Ark of the Covenant and they stick it in this warehouse.
Oh, could you imagine what's in that warehouse? Wow.
The Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
This Book is from the Future is the book, and we're discussing all the permutations about time travel and wormholes. We didn't talk about wormholes that much. Now, of course, they use wormholes as a device in science fiction, like, for example, in Farscape.
Right.
Okay, in Farscape, we have this Earth commander gets caught in a wormhole and suddenly is thrust to the other side of the universe. It is an instant passageway from here to there, from this place to that place. Do we have wormholes in reality?
They're theoretical. Does that
okay,
help?
I'll buy that. Tell us more about wormholes.
Well, it's, you know, basically, to put it simply, a wormhole is a black hole with a white hole, which is just another black hole, but it's at the other end. So you've just got sort of an entrance black hole and an exit white hole. And in between, you've got a shortcut through time and space, kind of a tube-like, if you want to give it a visual image. The idea is that if you have an apple, you have a worm on the outside of the apple, what would be the quickest way for the worm to get around to the other side? Would it be to go all around the perimeter of the apple or cut straight through, bore straight through the apple to the other side? And that's basically the concept behind wormholes. And one of the earliest maybe not necessarily the earliest, but the most famous use of wormholes was in Alice in Wonderland, where she goes down the rabbit hole into this other reality. And that's the whole idea, is that a wormhole could lead to not just another point in our universe, but possibly be a shortcut to another point in a parallel universe, but also possibly a shortcut to another point in time. So you could have a wormhole that goes from the past to the future. You could have one that goes from the present to the past, and, you know, any number of different ways.
We look at that in all sorts of ways, even in the wacky TV show True Blood, which is about vampires and werewolves. The fairies live in an alternate reality, and you have to find a way to go to where they are and jump into this other place.
Yeah, one of my favorite depictions of a wormhole was in the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, where she is sitting in that little chair that they've gotten contact from an alien civilization. They've gotten the blueprints to make this device, for anybody who hasn't seen it, but I highly recommend it. And she sits in a chair above these whirring rings that are literally manipulating the EM field and creating below her a wormhole that she then drops down into. To the observer, it looks like nothing happened except the pod dropped and landed in the water below. But what really happened is she enters a wormhole and goes all the way to Vega, the star system, or I think it was Vega, I'm trying to remember, and has experiences there. So it's really just a shortcut. But it's
of course, there she meets this alien creature who masquerades itself as her late father because she wouldn't understand its true appearance.
And I love that, too. I love the way it's explained that we are coming to you in a way that you can identify us and relate to us.
Well, that creates the whole fabric of the UFO mystery, which is what we see. The fact that UFOs always seem to take on the appearance that is appropriate to the generation in which they appear.
Yeah,
so today we look at spaceships and gray aliens and all that. Part of our mythology, that's how they appear. Mm-hmm. We have no idea if that's real.
Exactly. It's the way that we symbolize the craft. They've become more evolved as we have. They're much more streamlined now than depictions of the past. The entities have gone from being really freaky looking to be these very streamlined, hairless grays, very simple looking creatures. And you're absolutely right. And that was a great movie because it did take a look at the idea that we perceive things. We may not be perceiving reality itself, though. So who knows what's on the other end of those wormholes. But there's a lot of science behind them. Einstein and a fellow physicist, Nathan Rosen, came up with their theory, which was called the Einstein-Rosen Bridge. And just so much research has gone into whether or not wormholes exist. Hopefully, maybe out at the Large Hadron Collider, they'll find evidence of a wormhole. There are people who believe that there are Earth-based wormholes, like the Bermuda Triangle or Devil's Triangle. Where
we haven't heard so much about the Devil's Triangle in recent years. What's the story there?
And I don't know a lot as well, but apparently off the coast of Japan, there's another triangle where there have been innumerable disappearances and bizarre anomalies, very much like those you hear about with the Bermuda Triangle. The idea being, again, that maybe there are Earth-based wormholes. There are these portals or vortexes where things get sucked in and they're being deposited in another dimension, reality, another universe, and that's why we never find the wreckage. So for what that's worth, wormholes could be everywhere. And, you know.
But how do we prove it? How do we really prove the existence of this place or thing or whatever it is?
And again, that's going to happen at the particulate level at places like the Hadron Collider, where they can literally smash these particles together and create some of these things like the Big Bang and a parallel universe, a string theory. That it's just so strange that proving cosmic things like black holes and wormholes and the fundamental structure of reality itself always seem to happen first on the quantum level. So they'll find it proof of a quantum wormhole first.
And then hopefully they will expand that, but not screw us up in the meantime.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, even if they exist, the idea that we could ever travel through one, that becomes a whole different ballgame.
Well, you point out in your book, and I think in several places, that there are some real, what are seemingly insurmountable barriers. Obviously, a black hole, I mean, light can't even escape a black hole, so the actual amount of radiation and forces involved would squash you, it would tear you apart millions of miles away from the actual, actual black hole itself. But one of the things that I found very fascinating about the book is how you were able to, and you guys really should be commended, the way you were able to take these very complex subjects, you know, physics and cosmology, and put it into a very entertaining and readable format. And I did learn a lot, and I liked the way also that you kind of did a very systematic progression of, you know, science discovering new and different things, and how differing views kind of dovetailed at points.
Right.
Especially Einstein again in the quantum physics, you know, and of course he said God doesn't play dice, and there's some famous quotes attributed to Einstein, and he had his differences with Niels Bohr and some of the early Heisenberg and some of the early physicists, but you are to be commended. Normally science books are not, I usually read them when I want to go to sleep.
But I
ended up almost reading your book in a single sitting, which I don't normally do, especially with a book that's real, you know, it's a little weighty and heavy-handed on the science side. And again, that is really a testament to you guys' writing.
Thank you. And that's one of the things that we've become known for is taking real complex stuff and breaking it down for general audiences. But one of the reasons why we did that with this book is we really wanted to show the past, present, and future, the progression, the arrow of time. Of time travel. And that's why there is that sort of progression from the early research and the early concepts to the most current. But I got to tell you, it also saved our butts in terms of putting this together, because the research was mind-boggling. And that gave us a structure that we could work with where we wouldn't go nuts. Like, what are we going to put in? What are we going to leave out? So just the idea of, okay, we're going to focus on the past, then we're going to come up to the present, and then we're going to look a little bit ahead into the future. It was a much easier way of getting this book done.
We have to get this done. This book is from the future, from Marie Jones and Larry Flaxman. Marie's joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body?
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Marie Jones joining Jean and Chris in the Paracast, taking an enjoyable journey through time and space and alternate realities and wormholes. Of course, in the TV show Farscape, this guy who is the protagonist just takes a conventional spacecraft and is sucked up in the wormhole. He doesn't need any technology. It's just a matter of knowing where it is, and all bets are off.
Boy, wouldn't it be great if it were that easy, huh? That's what I love about science fiction is, you know, they can look at the rules and the laws and then say, ah, the heck with it. We're going to do it this way, or here's how we're going to get around it. And there's some old short stories where they use hypnosis to send the protagonist forward or backwards in time. And so it's sort of like anything goes.
Well, we have, of course, this movie that was came out after the original Superman with Christopher Reeve called Somewhere in Time.
Right.
And it kind of falls in love with this image of this woman from the 1890s.
Right. Jane Seymour, right?
Right. Jane Seymour, right. Coming on the heels of course, Live and Let Die, where she became very famous as a Bond girl.
Okay.
Mr. Bond. Anyway, so he evidently hypnotizes himself to go back into the past to see this woman of his dreams, and he's doing just perfectly fine until he sees his wristwatch, which destroys the image of being in the past, and he's brought back to the future.
Yep.
Kind of sad.
So careful. Very sad. Yep.
Of course, you know, in the movie Superman, the first Superman, Superman flies faster than light around the Earth to go back to the past to save Lois Lane. Remember that towards the end of the movie?
See, and again, you know, when you're not...
I forgot that little detail.
Yeah, when you're not confined by facts, you can... But I still believe that science fiction always sort of leads the way to the science fact of the future. It's just having to think outside of the box. I mean, having to say, okay, here are the laws and rules that we know of today. Well, how do we push these? How do we, it's like that wall. You either go bust through it or you go over it or around it until you get to the other side. And it's amazing. Some of the ideas that 20, 30 years ago people laughed at that are now part of our everyday reality.
Well, I think the iPhone does more than the Star Trek communicator. All that thing could do is talk back and forth.
Right.
And maybe display one's location. Maybe it had an RFID chip. Wasn't very advanced. The tricorder, as a matter of fact, I guess would be roughly the equivalent of the iPad, a handheld computer.
Mm-hmm. And what are the things, the zapper things, what are they called?
Phasers.
Phasers. There you go. It's, you know, we've got tasers, similar.
Well, not really, because you can stun somebody if you switch it to stun.
Right.
But if you turn up powerful enough, you can vaporize somebody.
Wouldn't it be amazing if 10 years from now our tasers are able to vaporize people? Well, I don't know if that's such a good thing, but...
Well, you know, there are lawsuits now, I think, against some of the companies that make tasers, saying that people were shot by the police, you thought it would stun them, and they die.
Yeah, it so, affects your heart, you know?
Yes, it could. If you have a heart condition especially.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, boy, I'd sure hate to get hit with a taser if I had a pacemaker or some sort of... You know, tell Dick Cheney to be real careful around. Well, he
doesn't want to be tased, huh?
He's got a new heart. He doesn't.
Yep. Technology has its pluses and its minuses, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, he waited almost 70 years to get a heart, so he finally got one. I'm not sure if that's going to help, but. Anyway, Marie, what other projects are you working on? What other research are you doing? What's in the pipeline for you?
Believe it or not, right now. Nothing. No. We had just pitched some ideas to our publishers, so we're not sure what's going to be next. But right now we're just pretty much going crazy promoting this book and doing events. And we have our own radio show, doing all kinds of stuff. So always keeping busy. Hopefully in the next months we'll know what our next book will be.
Now, a book like this is a book of about 220 pages or so. How long did it take you and Larry to write this thing from the scratch?
I believe this one we had 5 months. And it varies. It varies. It's determined on when you get the deal, you know, when you suggest it, when everything is finalized, and what window of availability the publisher has for it. And I believe with this one, it was very fast track. I think it was 5 months. Usually we'll get maybe 6 or 7 months.
I'll tell you what, when I used to write computer books, I'd write 300 or 400 or 500-page books in 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. And we could probably do that, but I don't know. I think we would drop dead afterwards from the research.
I don't think you could have done it with this time travel book. No way. There was just too much research, obviously, that you guys had to do.
Research heavy. And,
and you have two authors. It's not just one person doing all the work.
You think it would make it easier, and it does in some ways, but it's also making sure everything meshes together and, you know, putting A with B. And it was hard, but I think it's a really cool book.
Just an aside, cute part of the book here is called Time for a Song, where you mention all the songs here, just some of the songs that have the word time in the title.
Yeah.
There are too many here to go around. I'll mention a few. Time in a Bottle from the late Jim Croce, whom I met a couple of times, like weeks before he died in the 1970s in a plane crash. Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper. Does anybody really know what time it is, Chicago? Time Is on My Side, the Rolling Stones. Time Won't Let Me by the Outsiders. Time Passengers, Al Stewart. As Time Goes By, Jimmy Durante. Too Much Time on My Hands from Styx. And they're regrouped now, Styx, by the way. They're outperforming.
They're the new Styx, huh?
Yeah, the new Styx. Well, I think they have the same lead singer. So it's the new Styx and the old Styx. At Last from Etta James. More Today Than Yesterday, Spiral Staircase. Time from Pink Floyd.
How about the Time Warp from Rocky Horror? Come on.
right. And you look at all these things here. Time is Tight, Booker T and the MGs.
We are obsessed with time, are
this
we not?
This is the Time, Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
The Way We Were about time, obviously, Barbara Streisand. And The Way We Were, of course, that was a song that was written by Marvin Hamlisch, who died recently.
Yes.
How about Time Passages? Mm-hmm.
I said that already.
Al Stewart?
Yeah. It's Too Late. Carole King. It's Too Late, Baby. Yes, It's Too Late. Remember that? Day by Day from Godspell.
All in the year 2525.
Oh,
is
did
that
I not,
there? I don't see that here.
I was trying to come up with one that I didn't
Zager
see.
Zager and Evans. They had two hits, by the way. That was one of them. And then another one was Indiana Wants Me, But I Can't Go Back There.
Can't Go Back There, yeah. I remember those.
Right. In the year 2525.
I'm sure there's a ton of songs that we couldn't find, but these are some of the fun choices we found. It just shows you how it's like love. Time is always on the minds of singers and artists. The big questions about being human.
Right. Of course, there is a TV show called Being Human about a vampire, a ghost, and a werewolf. There's a British version and a USA version.
They have to have two different versions? They can't just have one?
No, they can't. I mean, sometimes they do, but a lot of times they will take a British TV show and remake it here.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes, like, the legendary comedy All in the Family, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't. Being Humans on the Sci-Fi Channel. And that one appears to work. And the one who plays the werewolf, by the way, is the same kid who played... He played one of the cavemen when they did a TV series about the characters in the Geico commercials. And he also played Jimmy Olsen in Superman Returns.
Oh, I remember
that. Sam Huntington.
Okay.
You frightened me, Gene.
Why is that?
I've never lost at Trivial Pursuit, but I'm not sure if I'd do that well against you.
Seriously, you are a master of trivia. Yeah.
Well, some people say he's just trivial. And he's got to stop doing those pursuits.
I thought that's what they said about your sidekick.
Funny.
Marie Jones, tell our listeners where they can find more about the things that you do.
Oh, at my website, mariedjones.com, or my website with Larry Flaxman, which is paraexplorers, P-A-R-A, paraexplorers.com. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you name it. I'm out there.
And in this time frame, not the past, not the future, we don't know. Marie Jones and Larry Flaxman, the book again is called This Book Is From the Future. Chris O'Brien, in what time frame are you?
Well, we've run out of time. So.
Yeah, see how time passed? Woo!
Well, we live on a strange planet. It's ourstrangeplanet.com. My webmeister has contacted me, and we're going to be doing some developmental work this week to get the thing fully up to speed.
That's going to include a webcam, by the way. You can find us on Twitter. We are The Paracast. There's a Paracast fan club on Facebook. In fact, two of them, we have to figure a way to merge it. So if you know how, merge our two fan clubs for The Paracast on Twitter. Or go to forum.theparacast.com for cutting-edge discussions about the paranormal. Marie Jones, thanks for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you. It was a blast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.